Let's speak with Paula Bennett, National's drug reform spokesperson, who's on the line. Ata Marie.
Good morning.
Now, Justice Minister Andrew Little forming a cross-party group of MPs to have input to this draft bill. Are you going to be one of them?
I'm not sure what the purpose of the cross-party group is, so we just want to see terms of reference and perhaps have a conversation with Andrew Little before we commit to it.
Why wouldn't you want to be part of that conversation?
Well, I'm just not sure exactly what they're doing, so we need to check that out and then go to my caucus and we'll go from there.
Isn't this essentially something that could mean you get quite a lot of input rather than shouting from the sidelines?
Yep, could do. So we'll just look at that when it comes up and we get a bit more detail.
So some of the issues that you've got around here, some major questions. Drug driving was one. We spoke to Chloe Swarbrick earlier on this morning, and she was saying there have been quite significant developments around saliva sort of swab testing, effectively, and that kind of thing. So is that really an issue that is still going to be on the table should this get passed?
Well, what we don't know is, will legalising marijuana actually fix the potential problems that we've got with drug use in this country? So we are identifying that there's a problem, not just with marijuana, by the way, but with meth use and synthetics and other drugs. And we're leaping to legalisation of marijuana being a solution. And I'm not sure that that's right. I'm not sure if it decreases the number of people drug driving and potential accidents and deaths from that.
Does prohibition work?
No. As I say, we've got a problem. The current regime is not working as far as it saps the motivation out of some of our young people. And as I just heard in your piece, you know, some people that. So I'm not denying there's a problem. Is legalising the answer?
But you don't know if you necessarily want to be involved in potentially being part of a solution.
Oh, of course. I'm just saying we just want to see the terms of reference, which is completely legitimate.
The other situation that you're particularly concerned around, I understand, is edibles. Why is it that that is something that you're particularly worried about?
They're more potent. So looking overseas, even Canada, who introduced legalising cannabis in October, did not legalise edibles. They've said they'll wait 12 months to see how they sort of formulate commercially and all the rest of it.
Surely you can control the potency?
Well, so then you have to be testing. So to be testing at least sort of 10%, that means your tax things are up to about 40 or 50%.
But if it's going to be a regulated market, I suppose it's like cigarettes, isn't it? There's a certain amount of tar and nicotine that we know are in certain brands of cigarettes. So yep. There would be testing, wouldn't there?
Yeah, so you're going to have to test, which means that you are taxing high. And then the whole argument that Chloe Swarbrick and others are doing is that they want to get rid of the black market. Well, those people aren't going to be paying tax and they're not going to be testing their product and it's going to be more potent. So there's kind of a flip side to everything to be looking at.
But essentially saying that just because they could be edibles and therefore they'll be high potency, that's not actually true. That's potentially scaremongering, isn't it?
Oh, no, it is true that they are more potent. There's no doubt about it. And it's the form that worries me as well. So the cabinet paper itself identifies that there is a higher risk of accidental use. So if they look like lollies, children getting access to them, people thinking they can take more of them, and that, of course, that just the lolly itself may have a regulated potency, but if you take 8 of them, then it's going to be higher, and so that education program alongside of it. Look,
what about if they don't look like lollies? What about, you know, what if they were, I don't know, they looked, you know, like a kind of sludgy, slightly revolting colour and came in a really hard-to-open packet?
That's a good idea. So there's all sorts of ideas out there, and I'm just raising legitimate issues that we as a country need to discuss so that we know that when we get to that booth and we're ticking a box, we know what we're signing up for, and I'm taking examples from overseas jurisdictions.
Is it a good idea to try to take cannabis out of the hands of gangs?
Of course. God, I want less cannabis in our society. I want fewer young people smoking it. I want to see, a motivated country. So as I say, no one denies that there's a problem. And I'm not actually one that thinks that they should be criminalised either. So more than 30 countries have got some form of decriminalisation over there. We're not even discussing that. We're leaping straight to legalisation.
Would you prefer decriminalisation? Would you support 100% behind that?
No, but I would have liked us to be having the debate. Yeah, it's not up to me. It's actually up to this country as to what they want it to look like and how it should, and they are voting on this referendum. I, as the opposition spokesperson, am raising legitimate questions.
Considering you say it's about the country, if it was to be a national government next time, would you respect the outcome of the referendum vote?
Yeah, we need to see that legislation, and then we'll be letting the public know where it goes from there.
So that doesn't really mean that it is necessarily the country's choice, does it?
Well, it's not binding at the moment anyway. It's an election promise, many of which we've had from this current government that they haven't gone through with, and capital gains tax is a great example. So it's not a binding referendum, but we as a party will look at that legislation and make a call from there.
Yeah, the capital gains tax was never promised in the end. It was taken off the table.
It was promised by the Prime Minister during the election time.
And was taken off.
Promised it.
And was taken off the table.
Yeah. And so they're now promising that they will put the legislation in place if it's a yes vote, but that's a promise that afterwards they might take off the table.
Do you think that's likely?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's not a binding referendum. It's a promise. It's effectively an election promise.
But you can't promise that you will go with the will of the country either?
Not at this stage. We just quite legitimately want to see the legislation and make sure that we know that people, it's robust and people are getting the right kind of information they need to vote.
Isn't it quite nanny state to ignore the will of the people like this?
No, I don't think. Well, we're not ignoring the will of the people. It's 18 months away. We're quite legitimately saying that we just want to make sure that, I think it's quite responsible to make sure that we know what we're signing up to.
Do you think it will pass?
No idea. You know, it'll be interesting to see what the draft legislation looks like, what the education campaign for people to be informed. There's a whole lot of unknown questions still to be answered. But they've got time, and I welcome the debate we're having this week.
Thank you very much for your time, Paula Bennett, National's drug reform spokesperson.